Let's sing this together, even when I don't see it. Come on, even when.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working.
Come on.
Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop.
His name is above depression. His name is above loneliness. Oh, his name is above disease. His name is above cancer. His name is above every other name. That is who.
Again and again and again. my condition, had a plan from the start. Your son for redemption, the price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand, I can't comprehend. All I know is I need you. I brought to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. My heart has been in your sight long before my
God, fill me up. In the name of the Lord, Mallory Church of God. We're going to start today with prayer requests. Anybody got any prayer requests?
Thank you. sir. Of God, ain't it? Anybody else? Aren't you glad you're saved today? Aren't you glad you got the Redeemer standing on the throne? Somebody needs to get up and praise Him now. Praise Him.
Sing this one growing up in church, so y'all sing along.
Yes, it is sure wrong. Jesus is mine. The world of voices, the glory.
Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 5. Jesus has just got his disciples ready. He's getting his people together. He knows he's got a job to do, and he knows he's got to prepare them. Exactly what he's doing to us today. There's an end coming, and we've got to be ready. We've got to be the ones to go out and get the people. He's got a calling upon your life. There is judgment coming one day, sitting on the throne, and we have to be ready. Do you have enough salt in you? This is where his lesson is. You want to be a supreme blessing to somebody? Get in Matthew chapter 5 and read the Sermon on the Mount. If it was good for his disciples, it's good for us. He goes in chapter 5, 6, and 7 talking. When Jesus talks in them red letters, it's pretty important. You better just listen to him. You better read it and grasp it. What he has to say is important, and what he has to say will take us out of here if we hold on to him. He was feeding the crowd there in Matthew chapter 5, and he had his disciples in front. The Bible said it was his followers. That's good. But if you want to be near him, get come draw to him. He says, draw an eye to me and I'll draw an eye to you. And I want to be one of his disciples. I want to be the one up front to hear him speak when he speaks, Mick. I want to be the one that hears that pin drop. I want to hear him say, job well done, enter in. Right? That's where we want to be. But unfortunately, today, we're talking about the salt. In chapter 5, verse 13, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost his savior, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Through 5, 6, and 7 here, he's telling his people, his disciples, he's telling them how to live, how to act, how not to act. Exactly what he's doing to us. And he's talking about anger. He's talking about sexual sin. He's talking about oath. The work, good works that we don't need to pray for, that we need to praise him for. All we do is walk in his anointing, his calling. He done the work, just walk in and abide in it. The Lord's Prayer, that should be right there with you every day. Fasting, true riches, worry, making judgments, prayer and good actions. Beware of the false prophets. Be doers of the words, not just hearers. We got to put faith in action every day. Every day somebody needs to hear the gospel. Every day somebody needs to hear about Jesus. And it's got to be about God's truth, not our truth. It's got to be about him and him only. Yeah, we can tell him how good God's been to us, but we got to put him on top. We got to put him first each and every day. He says, die out daily. Put me at the beginning. And the salt is a metaphor for Christians to prevent moral decay. We've got to have salt in our lives. If we don't have that salt, you're going to hell. You've got to walk with him. You've got to talk with him. Hell is coming, I promise. And the enemy is seeking who he can. Don't give him an inch. There are 8 blessings in God for God's kingdom that he's talking about right here in this Matthew chapter 5. The meaning of you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. Jesus calls believers to have salt in themselves, indicating endurance, active influences, understanding that salt should be showing up in your speech, life, action, in your faith. Somebody should be seeing Jesus in you. If they ain't, you better hit the altar. You better go back home. You better go back to the place where he resurrected you. He says, come back home to me. Get back to an old-fashioned altar where you can hit your knees and ask for Jesus to enter into you. If you ain't got enough salt, you need to come and find it. He said, come find me. Salt is Jesus. It's purity. It's faithfulness. It's durability. It's all going to stand to the end of time, either. When everything else runs out, you can always look for him, and he will be there. Cry out to the Abba Father. Back in the old days, there was a covenant of salt, and the salt was required in all grain offerings to God, representing an everlasting covenant, incorruptible covenant, and binding covenant. So that means when you hit your knees, wherever you are, and you say, Father, save me, I have sinned against heaven. That's a covenant that you take with him. That is something that is not taken lightly. That is something you cherish. That is something Jesus put your name in the Lamb's Book of Life when you go down a sinner and come up raised grace. He takes that serious. It ain't an on and off switch, Amber. We got to take it serious. Every day, he says, die out daily, get up, do this. If you want to be a supreme blessing, get in chapter 5 and read this. He'll show you how to live. He'll show you how to talk. He'll show you how to walk. He will show each and every one of us how to do things in our life. If we're out of line, I promise he'll put you back in line. Colossians chapter 4, verse 6. It was used as purifying relationships. How many has bad relationships? Sometimes God's got to remove you out of them relationships, don't he? Sometimes he says, no, we're going to work through this. They've got to see you. They've got to see Jesus. They've got to see the salt in you that I've placed in you, my disciple. Meaning we have to put aside what we're dealing with to seek the kingdom of heaven. See what he wants for life. Not what we want, but what he has in store for us. Mark chapter 9. Salt is good, but if the salt have lost its saltness, wherewith you salten it or season it, have salt in yourselves and have one peace with one another. The salt that we need will be found at an old rugged cross. It will be here that you come, that you go in and ask for more. Wherever you're at, God, I want more. I need more. Lord, I have sinned against you. Put me back upon the path. It's about him and him alone and you and your faithfulness to him. When we go through this, he's faithful and just to forgive us. And he will restore us. You want more of him, Leanne? Ask him. He'll give you more. That's all you have to do is get down on your knees and ask him and say, I need more of you, God. Less of me and more of you. I want more of you. There's consequences when we take actions into our own hands. When we put it in God's hands and we pray before we go out and do something stupid, he will take care of us. If the salt has lost its savor, meaning they become useless and can't season it no more. Lost, you lose your purpose, you lose your impact on others around you. Where the salt was used to showing people God and Jesus, it ain't there no more. Meaning that you better hit an old-fashioned altar, you better repent. He says, because once I'm gone, it's cold in hell. You want more of him, Jackson? Ask him. If you've sinned, ask him, forgive me. If you want that salt in your life, if you want that discipleship, ask him. I want you to lead me. I don't want to lead. You lead me. Compromising with the world. Looking and acting like the world instead of being and looking like Jesus. If people cannot look at you, and say, and hear from your speech, they can't hear Jesus, Pat. You better be doing something about it. You better be asking him to fill you up, to take you in and disciple you. What we're supposed to be doing, being disciples, we're supposed to disciple these other people, right, that come to God. That's what our job is supposed to be, lead others to Christ, not lead them away from him, lead them to Christ. Show them how to act. Show them how to talk. I promise you, if you ask him, he will clean you up. He will put somebody in your life that will help you and will walk with you and show you to the cross. If you can't find the cross, ask somebody how to get to the cross. Jesus will show you. He will lead somebody and put somebody in your life that will show you the way to get there. When we do look like the world and we let Jesus go, we become worldly. We become ugly in ourselves, in our actions, in our walks, in our life, in our talk. I beg you, go to the cross. Go back to the old-fashioned altar. Go back to the first place that you met Jesus. He saved us. We didn't save him. He wasn't lost. We was. He went all the way to the cross for us. What did we do? He hung heavens and the earth for us. What did we do for him? He said, I just want your praise, your worship, your life, your soul. If we can do that for him, I promise he'll take care of us. It comes to the part that I've had a hard time with about being lukewarm. You're like, Lord, what's going on here? Why? We're going with salt. We're talking about salt, your discipleships. He says, some in my church are lukewarm. You don't want to hear him say it. He said, I know the works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou rather be cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. And I pray that you find that walk again. That is my prayer today. That you find him, that you walk with him, and you talk with him. Genesis chapter 19, verse 26. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt because she looked back into sin. She didn't want to leave sin. Is that where we're at? We don't want to leave sin? I can't be the judge, but I can tell you, you're looking back into sin. You don't want to look to what God's goodness is in front of you. Look ahead. He said, don't look behind you like Lot's wife. She turned into a pillar of salt. When we do that, we cause others to lose faith, to lose perseverance, to lose their actions, to lose their goodness in God. Mark chapter 9, verse 42 through 50. And whosoever shall offend one of these little ones that believe in me, it is better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he were cast into the sea. And if thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell. Into the fire that shall never be quenched. And thy foot offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into the halt into life than having two feet to be cast into hell. Into that lake of fire that shall never be quenched, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And if thy hand, I offend thee, pluck it out. It is better for thee to enter into the kingdom of heaven with one eye than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. For every one that shall be salted with fire and every sacrifice shall be salted with salt. Salt is good, but if it has lost its saltness, wherewith you salting it at? Have salt in yourself and peace with one another. Lazarus, he was laying there at the pool. Nobody would help him into the pool. The rich man lifted up his eyes and he said, "Tell my brother not to come here." He said, "If you can, get your food. Get some water. That hot, I promise you, you don't want to go there. He's giving you numerous chances. Numerous chances. Each and every day. You get the offer. You get an offer. It doesn't have to necessarily be your house. It can be where you may be at. But I pray that you find him and you find that salt again. The Sermon on the Mount, it's a call to discipleship. It's a close relationship with God. When we're in pain, hard times, we're blessed and praise God that shall be on our lips and hearts. Have humility over pride, and salt should be showing up. Relying on God's strength rather than relying on our strength. The world is broken right now. It is really broken. And if you can't look around and see that it's coming, you better just, I pray for you. Have a gentle and humble attitude. An intense desire for God's justice. Extending forgiveness, compassion, don't hold grudges. He said we are our brother's keepers. Forgiveness goes a long ways. And giving your whole heart to Jesus, not just some. Well, I'll give a little bit today and tomorrow I'll get right with it. Today might be too late. Reconcile people to God and other people. Discipleship. That's where it comes in at. Enduring, suffering, standing on the Word of God, because I promise you, you're going to have endurance. You're going to have long suffering. There are going to be trials and tribulations, Joe, that you just can't handle. And you've got to rely upon Him. Our strength can't take us nowhere. Through His strength can. I'm closing right now. How are you going to leave a taste in somebody's mouth? Is it going to be that salty taste? Is it going to be a bad taste? Is it going to be like Lot's wife? You ain't going to have no taste. Wake up tonight in the morning in hell. Open your eyes in hell. I pray you find the altar. I pray that you find Jesus tonight, today, throughout this. When we pray and worship, if you are lost, if you've slid back on the Lord, I pray that you come up to an altar of restoration. He is here. He is waiting on you. We have to take inventory of ourselves, looking into the mirror and seeing Jesus in us. He'll let you know if it ain't in you. He will show you. He will have somebody come to you. That's what I love about him. He has his ways. Are you going to be a blessing to somebody, or are you going to be a torture to somebody? Are you going to have Jesus on your side, or are you going to have the enemy? I've tried and tried to get this off my mind, but I spoke to the teens last week. I remember as a real little boy, Ted, I heard a preacher saying, it stuck with me all the way through this. He said, when you was born, he said, death was on your heels. Really didn't understand that concept until I got a little older. And then I got to searching it up, and he says, death rides a pale horse, Mitch. Puts a little bit more perspective. Like I told them teens out there last week, you're born, death is on your heels. You ain't got tomorrow promised. If I can have some music, everybody stand. Hey, somebody needing to come back to the Lord today. The praise and worship needs to happen. Revelation chapter 10 verse 9 says, when we receive God's word, it is delightful and sweet. But when it gets down in the belly, it will tear you up. It is bitter if it ain't right. The Holy Ghost is dealing with you today. I pray that you find an altar of restoration.
You are here, moving in the
If you slid back, if you're lukewarm, this message is for you. You ain't got enough salt in your life, which means Jesus. It says we are a city set on a hill, cannot be healed. Is your lamp full? Is your lamp half full? Today you can have it restored. Today you can have each and every quality back that Jesus has for you.
I worship you. You are here, working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God.
Ten Commandments were given to Moses. They wanted a king. They wanted things now. Jesus got the Sermon on the Mount for the internal, not the external. He works from the inside out. Today, I know he's working with somebody's heart from the inside out.
Touching it.